Mike the Gubbin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that precious, wonderful name, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted to have the opportunity to come into your presence to again share the truth of the Word of God. We've been discussing and talking about good news. And I've been explaining to you about when I was a boy, 5 years of age, how that I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and there was a tool that was used to open up my understanding. And that little book was a book that had no words in it. My mother used it in teaching Sunday school. And I believe it was a book that first was put together by D.L. Moody many years ago. The first page of this book was a gold page, and that's what we've been discussing. We've been talking about the beautiful, glorious place called heaven, and we've been discussing the New Jerusalem that will come down from God out of heaven, where every child of God will live for all the endless ages of eternity, that is, those who are in the bride of Christ. And that's what we've been discussing, this glorious place called the New Jerusalem. And we've read how that there will be no pain, no suffering, no sorrow, no heartache there. It's going to be a place that's beyond our comprehension and understanding. And then we were talking about how that we're going to be delivered from this body that has indwelling sin. And we're in the book of Romans, chapter 7, and that's where we left off last time, talking about this body with indwelling sin. In the past, I used to believe in the two-nature theory that many talk about and consider. But, beloved, in studying the Word of God, I've come to realize that the old nature has been crucified with Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse 6, knowing this, that our old man, that was the old sin nature, is crucified with Him, speaking of Christ, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. And so, the Lord Jesus Christ, when He died in my stead, in my place, He took my sin upon Himself and paid the penalty for it. And I was crucified. The old sin nature was crucified and put to death with Christ. As Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. When we accept Jesus as Savior, the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation. We become a new creation in Christ Jesus, as we're going to see again a little later in our study. And so the old man, the old Adamic nature, has been put to death. It was crucified with Christ. But in this physical body is the law of sin that is at work. And that's what Paul tells us in this struggle that every child of God experiences in Romans 7, beginning with verse 14, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. The word carnal means centered around the flesh, and we're in bondage to sin in this old flesh. For that which I do, I allow not. That is, I don't intend to walk in sin or to fall into sin. For what I would do, that do I not. I intend to walk in the light. I intend to obey the Lord, to glorify Him. But what I hate, that I do. Oh, how many there are that are in addictions today because of sin. And I'm talking about believers who are addicted to some sinful habit, or to alcohol, or to drugs, or to some sinful thing, because of not understanding who we are in Christ. And so he says here that if then I do that, verse 16, which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. I'm simply showing the law of God is true. The Ten Commandments are righteous and are true. Now then, verse 17, it is no more I that do it. Now, what does Paul mean here when he says it's no more I that do it? He just got through saying, I do what I would not, and I allow that which I would not. What's he talking about? Sounds like a contradiction. He explains it in verse 18. He says, or verse 17, now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Well, what does he mean with the word me? Verse 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh. And there is the problem. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. This is where the conflict and the battle occurs. It's sin that indwells our fleshly body. In our spirit, we are righteous, pure, and clean. Remember, man is a triune being with a spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 makes that clear. We are a triune being, spirit, soul, and body. And the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit at salvation. John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's physical birth. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That spiritual birth by the work of the Holy Spirit of God when we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, accepting Him as Savior, we are born again. And thus we see here, he's talking about the flesh, that in this body we live in, there dwells no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, that's where the battle comes in. I find not. Verse 19, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Verse 20, now then, how now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it. There again, he's saying it's not I that's doing that. And remember, our identity is in our spirit. It's not in our physical body. It's in our spirit. And so he says, in my spirit, I am born again. I'm pure. I'm clean. I'm righteous. And therefore, the Holy Spirit of God, who is without sin, can indwell my spirit because my spirit is pure and clean and righteous and holy and has eternal life. But in my flesh, that's where the problem is. Verse 20, now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. There's that word me again, and me refers to the flesh, as verse 18 points out. It refers to this body that has indwelling sin, and so he says there's sin dwelling in me. I find then a law, and he's going to tell us a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. You can always expect evil to raise its ugly head when you set out to do something that is good and righteous and will bring glory and honor and praise to the Lord God. Sin's going to raise its ugly head to try to interfere and stop you. And so he said, this is a law, like the law of gravity. It's a natural law. This is a spiritual law. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. I delight in it in my spirit. I love the Lord, and I love the Word of God. And on my soul, my spirit is fed by reading the Word of God. But I see another law in my members. That's the physical body, the members of this body, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Now here's where the struggle comes in. The old flesh tries to rule and reign in our life. Sin, indwelling this old flesh, tries to take over and to guide us and to put us in bondage. And thus, here's where the struggle occurs between the indwelling Holy Spirit in our spirit and indwelling sin within our body. And so, verse 22, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" And that's what this physical body is, beloved. It's a body of death. Every day you live, you're getting closer to death. This old body is a body of corruption. It's a body of sin that possesses it and indwells it. And that's why we're looking forward to the day we'll be delivered from this body of death into the glorious presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Paul, the writer of the book of Romans under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, he knew this struggle. He understood this struggle. And he cried out, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" And here's the answer, beloved. I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. As long as we're in this fleshly body, we're going to have a struggle with sin. But thanks be unto God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Christ Jesus and the indwelling Holy Spirit, we are more than conquerors, Romans chapter 8 tells us. And oh, what a beautiful chapter is Romans chapter 8. 19 times in Romans chapter 8, the Holy Spirit of God is mentioned. Till next time, goodbye.